LGBT rights organizations have been amping up their opposition to a number of bills in the Tennessee state legislature. It's a sign the 2015 Supreme Court ruling on same-sex marriage and President Trump's victory in November haven't settled the debate. Last week, two Wilson County lawmakers withdrew a measure that would have required transgender students to use the bathroom of their birth sex. But there are other bills that make LGBT groups uneasy. State House reporter Chas Sisk is here to tell us more. Hi, Chas.
Hi, Jason.
So the Tennessee Equality Project sent out a notice last week alerting their constituents to six pieces of legislation they have called the Slate of Hate. They also put out a letter about that slate signed by 85 clergy members from all over Tennessee, from cities like Nashville and Memphis to smaller communities like Normandy and Norris. Where do these six measures stand?
Well, they're all at different stages in the legislative process. The one that's farthest along is the one that probably says the least about LGBT people explicitly. That's a proposal from Clarksville Senator Mark Green that says cities and counties can't discriminate, is the word they use, against businesses on the basis of their workplace policies. Things like health benefits, family leave, and anti-discrimination rules. The Tennessee Equality Project opposes this because it believes it'd keep local governments from choosing vendors that have policies friendly to LGBT workers. And that measure has already passed the Senate, and it's going to be coming up soon in the House. Then there are some measures that deal more directly, or more explicitly, I should say, with LGBT people. One bill says it would define marriage as being between a man and a woman. That's a direct rebuke to the Supreme Court's same-sex marriage ruling last year. Most of those haven't been heard yet in committee. And then there's that bathroom bill that that you mentioned earlier. That might be dead for the year.
So is it truly defeated, or is there still a chance it could pop back up?
Well, it's not defeated. The House's sponsor, Lebanon's Mark Pody, he withdrew it, or took it off notice, which is the term in the Tennessee legislature. But until the legislative session ends, he could always put it back on notice, and it's really completely up to him.
So would any of these other bills that are concerning LGBT rights groups create the same sort of legal issues that were projected for the bathroom bill?
Yeah, and I think the point of a lot of these measures is to raise legal issues. For instance, there's a bill that says the courts have to interpret words using their natural and ordinary meaning. And that kind of gets at the rationale behind the Obama administration's edict last year on transgender bathrooms. The U.S. Department of Education said that Title IX's ban on gender discrimination includes transgender people, a group that Congress probably wasn't thinking of when it passed Title IX back in the 1970s. That's an example at the federal level of this, but there are all kinds of things like this at the state level. For instance, the words mother, father, husband, and wife are all over Tennessee law, and some have argued those aren't gender-specific.
Well, let's talk about that issue a little bit more. There was a custody case in East Tennessee involving a lesbian couple where this came up. Lawyers argue that the words mother, father, husband, and wife could be interpreted to simply mean parent and spouse.
Right. And that case also inspired another bill that the Tennessee Equality Project is concerned about. It deals with the rights of parents who use artificial insemination. That proposal's caused a lot of backlash because it removes the presumption that a child conceived by artificial insemination is the offspring of the mother and her spouse, which could be a straight couple. The backers of that proposal say other laws on the books would have limited its impact to same-sex couples, but the backlash on that was swift, and that might keep it from going anywhere this year.
There are lawmakers who have been most associated with these proposals, like Senator Mae Beavers of Mount Juliet. Do you think they represent the fringes, or are there more quiet supporters behind them that sort of let those folks take the brunt of the criticism?
Yeah, there is a limited number of lawmakers willing to sponsor these measures. But they're kind of the go-tos that religious organizations or a lobbying group would approach if they wanted to bring up one of these issues. You mentioned Senator Beavers. She has a long track record of taking on social issues. She was a sponsor of the anti-abortion amendment that Tennesseans approved in 2014, actually one of the few people left in the legislature from that legislative battle. These lawmakers often do push the edge of what could pass in the state legislature. But, yeah, I think there's a lot of others in the General Assembly who are supportive. It's a very conservative legislature. I mean, possibly one of the most conservative in the country.
Well, thank you, Chas.
You're welcome.
Chas Sisk covers the state legislature for Nashville Public Radio. He'll be joining us throughout this year's session.